Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Abes Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, we continue with the advice of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Talmidim. Rabbi Yossi says, Yimamen Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalach. Yehi, it should be Mamon, the money. Chavercha of your friend, Chaviv Alecha, should be as dear to you, Kishalach, as if it was your own. V'haskin Atzmecha Lilma Torah. You have to really prepare yourself. You have to be mesakein yourself. You have to fix yourself. You have to work to learn Torah. She'eina Yerushalach. It's not an automatic inheritance to you. A person shouldn't say, says the Batanura, well, my father was a Talmud Chacham, and my grandfather was a Talmud Chacham. For sure, the Torah will come back to the same minute. It'll come back to me. I don't have to work hard. No. Your father gets the schar for his Torah. Your grandfather gets the schar for his Torah. Both of them will get the schar for trying to teach you, but ultimately you have to learn. V'chol masecho yiyu l'shem shemayim, and all of your actions should be done l'shem shemayim. Even when you're Isaac in eating or drinking, and other inyanim of derech eretz, don't say, ooh, this is so good for me. But rather think, I'm eating to have kayach, to serve Hashem. Then your eating becomes a mitzvah, your playing becomes a mitzvah, your learning becomes a mitzvah. There was a big tzaddik. His name was Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. He was the mechaber of the Sefer Mata Ephraim. And he was a rich banker. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. The Divrei Chaim once said as follows, that when he was Nifter, he went up to Shemayim, and behind him was another banker, the Mata Ephraim. Gave huge amounts of tzedakah. He spent hours and hours in Limud HaTorah. And the other banker standing behind him said, oh no, what do I have to show? Nothing. Then it first came the din of the Mata Ephraim. They asked him for a Seder Hayoim. So he told them. He woke up by Chatzais. He started to learn. And the man behind him said, oh no, I used to wake up Chatzais day and I never learned. And he explained how he went to shul and gave a shir, and how he davened with kavana, and gave a shir after davening. And then he sat down to give tzedakah to the poor people. And this person is saying, oh no, I never did any of those. The man behind him, what's going to be when it gets to my din? And then for 2 hours a day, he went into his bank and took care of the business. So they paskind, olam haba, for the learning, olam haba, for the davening, olam haba, for the tzedakah. Olam haba for getting up early, and olam haba for going into the bank for 2 hours. Oh, when the second man heard that, he said, what? They give olam haba for being in the bank? Great! And when they asked him, so what do you do? He said, I sit in the bank all day. They didn't give him olam haba for that. He said, that's not fair. So they told him a mashal. Once somebody came to a farmer, and he bought hundreds and hundreds of wagon loads of fruit. And the farmer said, here, let me smear your wheels of your wagons with a certain kind of fat that's going to make them turn easy. Oh, thank you, thank you. How much does the fat cost? No, it's for free. I'll even pay you to take it. So along comes someone and says, I'd like 150 barrels of that fat, please. Okay. And can you please pay me to take it? What? You did it for the other person? The other person's a customer. For the customer, we provide all services in order for him to move his wagons. We'll do whatever it takes so you can quickly unload them and come back for more. But you? You just come because you want barrels of fat? No, we're not paying you for that.